and hear it only when one amr out of the shul, you'll be potter.
So the Marmai Kamashman, what's the Chiddush here? Ho Kamashmulun, Rishuyit Mistarfus. You can starf one Rishus Rabbim with another Rishus Rabbim. O the Lo Yamrina Kluta Kamushuncha.
And we don't say when the Chayfus went through the shul, through the Rishus Yachid, it's considered like it landed in the shul, because then you'd be chayav no matter what. Even if it didn't go down Lamas Rishus Rabbim, but you threw from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yachid, you'd be chayav.
So Kamashman, we don't say that, Svorah.
Kozman is traveling through the air, it did not land Rishus Yachid. There's no Maisa Haitzur. It went through into next Rishus Rabin. It's only called you were Mavir Dal Damas Rishus Rabin.
See if you could count four Amis, Yechayiv. If not, you put them. Trashi Pokal Yav Amis Potter, the Mishum Matzol Le Mechayiv Le Amin Klut Kimishun Chodam. Rishu Yitzah Shabbos. Mitzarfes, Rishus Rabin Zu, Rishus Rabin Zu. Od Loi Krev Yosid, Yom Perek HaMoitzi Yayin, Af Behelen Echod, Rishus Echod Chayiv, Lishter Rishu Yitzah Potter. We had the Yosid before said no. They carry out the two different Rishu Yitzah, not in Starf, he'd be Potter. So, according to Yosef, here also you'd be potter. You also have a raya. We hold, we paskin, you do not say this svara kluta when it's traveling through the air of Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's kumay shuncha as if it landed in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. We don't say that svara.
Why didn't the Gemara in this chapter tell you before when it brought about Makura with Rebbe? There we weren't
concerned with it. It's not Dal Damas, it's we didn't mention Dal Damas there. He was saying another Kiddush. So that's Agav, but the Ike Chiddush is that Mitzarev. Agav says this Chiddush. It's telling you Chiddush that Mitzarev, that Rishuyas. It says both Chiddush together. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Omer Rav Abba. Omer Rav Huna. Omer Rav. Hamavir Daol Damas Mishus Rav in Mekoro. If somebody walks with something in the Rishus Rav that has a roof over it, it has in Mekoro, you have a roof and awning over the Rishus Rav. And you walk under the awning, Daol Damas, Ishino Potter. Midiraisi a potter, even though you're in the Rishus Rabin and you're carrying Daud Amis, but since it has a Makaira roof, that's not called Rishus Rabin Midiraisa. Why? The Fishaina Doima Ladigle Midburn. It's not Doima to Golem in the Midburn. When the Kayasaw traveled in the Midburn, they did not have anything covering over the heads. It was not Machusa Rishus Rabin, so Rishus Rabin has to be open on top. But if you have Rishus Rabin, even though it's wide enough, and enough people go through it, unless you're through Wilshire, but you put a kisa, you put a covering through Wilshire, you'll be potter midiraisa. Trashi mekari mechusa. Because the digla midbar means the midbar, so we even traveled, the Rishus Rabin was open, there was no covering on top. Kedimura, Aini, it's not true. I'll bring you a case that in the midbar, it was also covered on top. There was a case where the Rishus Rabin was covered. For Agolois, the Agolois, the wagons themselves, that they carried the Mishkan on in the midbar, the Makuras heaven. The Agolas themselves were like covered up. It had a covering on top of the Agol, on top of the wagon. The Yomar Rav said, Mishum Rebichia, Agolas, you should know the wagons themselves. Now Tachteim, underneath the wagon, if somebody throws something and lands underneath the wagon, Ubeneim, in between one wagon and the other wagon, Vitzideim, and the Tzadim of the wagons, is a Rishus Rabin. It's considered a Rishus Rabin. Like we had before, the wagons went, there were four wagons they had. They had two going like this, and two here. He has four. One here, or two on the side, and then in front of it two. So they used to travel Kaseda like this. So now Rav says, in between the two wagons, here is a Rishus Rabin. Underneath the wagon, it's called Rishus Rabin. And today it means, they used to have the wheels. So between the wheel and the wagon itself is also called Rishus Rabin. It's all this Mekaymus. We'll see later that how do you know Rishus Rabin has to be 16 Amis? The wagons were like this. The wagon itself was 5 Amis, and in between was 5 Amis, and the next wagon was 5 Amis. And on the sides, they had about a little bit to move, so it was another Amma. That's how we know Rishus Rabin has to be 16 Amis. Because in the Midbar, the way they traveled, they used to travel with a span of 16 Amis. So one wagon was 5 Amis across, there was a space 5 Amis. And the next wagon of 5 amas, that's 15 amas, and a half an am on each side makes 16 amas. So Rav says, no matter where you throw something, whether it goes under the wagon, it goes on the side of the wagon, in between the wagons, it's al chayim, it's called the wagon Rishus Rabin. Now, when asked the kasha, the wagon itself was covered. So why, if you throw under the wagon, are you chayim, the wagon itself had that covering. What was the covering? The kroshim themselves. The boards of the Mishkan used to lie on the wagon. So goodness says, the whole wagon was full of boards. So if you go underneath the boards, it's like underneath a Makaira. You're underneath the roof.
So how could Rav say Yechayiv? Why is it called Rishus Rabim? That's the question. The other Rishus Mechiyim. As well, Tachtein, but the name is the same Rishus Rabim. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, V'agolo is the Mishkan. The Mekura saw you. Why were they covered? The Kroshim. With the beams of the Mishkan himself, they used to carry the Mishkan, the boards, went along the wagons. Hazdurim Aleim. Rochvan Lo'orach HaGolo. The width of the Kroshim was along the Orach HaGolo. I mean, let's say this here is a wagon going this way. It used to put the beams across this way. The Reichiv, the width of the beams, went along the Orach of the Agola. So you had a long, the Kroshim were 10 Amos. It was as if they were 10 Amos, we're saying now the wagon itself is 5 Amos. So if it was 10 Amos, that means you had 2.5 Amos sticking out here of a Kerish, and you had 2.5 Amos sticking out here of a Kerish. Now Kunda says this wagon was the same thing. The wagon was like this, and the Kroshim were going across it. The Kroshim were 10 Amos. If it's 10 Amos, that means you have 5 in the center, and you have 2.5 sticking out. Kunda says there's 2.5 sticking out here, and 2.5 sticking out here. So really, even in between the wagons, to say that the Kroshim was sticking out, it was always considered Makura. And Befrat, the wagon itself was also covered up with boards. And having a risk to say that you put one Karashir right next to it. So you had a whole line of boards. So Bezoi was almost like a roof. So how could Rav say you throw underneath it Yechai Rishus Rabin? We're saying now, Rishus Rabin has a Kaira, has a roof, you're potter, it's not called Rishus Rabin. So Drashi, the Kroshim has Durim Aleim, Rochvon Lerich HaGolah. The Orkon L'Rochvon Al Roshe Dafnosir. The Orich, the length of the Kroshim, was along the width of the Agolis. Because Sakotaitach Apnei Kol Orich Agolis Soy Mesduris. That means it was the wagon along the whole length of the wagon to say that they put beams, one right next to another. So Abazoi, the whole wagon was covered up with Kroshim. And Rav says, Ubinayim. That means Bein Agol Le'Agolah. Between one wagon and another wagon, this in between is called Rishus Rabin. The AFP, Shiroshi Akroshim, Yoitzim Lakan Lakan. The Roshim come out, the Mamish meet right in the middle. Lakan Lakan, Shteyam Sumachtel Choruach. It sticks out here 2.5 Amis, and from this one it sticks out 2.5 Amis. For Roshi Akroshim shall go to Zu, Magi and Roshi Akroshim shall Zu. So it says both beings, Mamish, come and meet right in the middle. Shevetzida. Between one wagon and another wagon was 5 Amos. Could look come on, I think more later is going to say. V'rochev agolah cholish Amos. And the wagon itself was wide 5 Amos. How do you have that? Ha'chalal shtay Amos amatzah. Means mamish the place where the Ika wagon was only 2.5 Amos wide. Then ubein ha'defanis v'fanin. Between the walls of the wagon and the wheels, the Uga Yafanim and the thickness of the wheels, Shtayamas Amachsa, was another 2.5 Amos. So together, the wagon is considered 5 Amos wide. Now, the Yud Amos, Urech HaKerish, the Kroshim, the beams of the Mishkan, were 10 Amos long. Ugeshaorkoi, Nosan Adif Nyagolo, when you put the length of the beams across the width of the Agolo, the Rochbanimsa, Beis Amos Amachsa, Boltin, Nikol Tzad. You have 2.5 Amos sticking out here, and 2.5 Amos sticking out here. Mikol Tzad. The Nimsa Revach Shebein Beis Agolos Mekura. Mamish, in the space in between these two wagons, has a roof over it. Since the Kroshim are sticking out here 2.5 Amos, and here 2.5 Amos, the whole in between is Mekura. Rosh HaKroshim. And still Rav said it's called Rishus Rabin. Right, the Rav says Vitzideim, that means Revach Shebein Doifen Agolos Le'oifen. The space between the wheel and the wagon itself is also called Rishus Rabin. We'll be a fan. So Rosh Shver Rav, how could Rav say that underneath the wagons and in between the wagons is Rishus Rabin, Ayat Makura, and we're saying now that you have Rishus Rabin that has a covering on top of it, your poster is not a Rishus Rabin. And the Gemara, Ki Kama Rav Vidrosa. When did Rav say that's called Rishus Rabin? Vidrosa means the space in between the boards. No, when the Havamina was, it goes to say that one board after another, the Torah says now there's a space in between. We don't have one board right next to another. So it's like one board sticks out here, and then a little later another board sticks out. So in between the boards, that's not Makura. That has no roof. So the space in between the boards, that's what's called Rishus Rabin. So Drashi, Kiko Marav Tachtem Shus Rabim Bidrosa. And he's Berevach Shebein Shuris Hasidur Shoyosoide Kerish Al Kerish. He used to pile up one board on top of another board, go up this way. Say the record of Manicha Revach. They used to leave a little space in between. But say the Seder Acher of Nicha Revach. So in between the spaces, that's how you have the Rosh Hashanah. Whereas this was the Wigan, so you had one beam here, then an Amma wide, and then you had another beam later. So this Amma wide, you say that had no roof. So where this Amma of a space, that's how the Shem Rosh Hashanah. In that place, there's no roof, that's called Rosh Hashanah. What? It doesn't. Why? Oh, we'll soon see. We'll soon see. For the Gemara Michti, Nashala, how much space? The question: how much space there was in between? We'll see how much space there was. What? Yeah, you know, it depends how much. If it's less than three tefachim, right? You say love. So we'll soon know how much space there was. For the Gemara Michti, Orko the Agola kam heavy chomish. How long was the Agola? It was 5 amas long. Of Ezoi Pusya the Kerish kam heavy amtopalga. What was the width of each one of the kroshim and amran here? Of Ezoi kama moisiv. So how many boards can you lay flat along this wagon? If you only have a space there, it's 5 amas long, and you're putting the boards across. So the width of each board is an amran here. So you can't put more than three, because an amran here times three is 4.5. Of Ezoi, how many you have there? Kama moisiv tlosa. You have to put three boards across, so that takes up the space of 4.5 amas. Poshalei palga the yamta. All you have space in between is the half of an amma. So kishadalei mar b'nei b'nei. You don't put it in one. You put like one beam here, a little space in between, then another beam, then another little space, then another beam. For the Gemara Yakasha b'zoi a kolavidami. Obzoi, the spaces in between is amish less than 3 tefachim. The whole thing you have is 1 amma. That's 6 tefachim. You're dividing 6 tefachim in 2 spaces. That's mamish 3 tefachim only. So b'zoi, it's mamish loved. So b'zoi, it's vaitikim kuridami. So Gemara, mi savrit kroshim apusiyayu hevi manachlu. Who said the kroshim was flat on its width? Achudin manachlu. It was on the chudin, means on the pointy part. Whereas the kroshim was like this. The kerish, the width here was an amrin here, this side, and this way kerish was only 1 amma. So habamina was they put it like this. So it took up an amrin and a half on the wagon. The Teretz says no, they put the beams like this. So mainly each beam only took up 1 amma space on the wagon, because each beam, the chudom, was only 1 amma. It's the kroshim itself were 10 amma side, 1.5 across, and 1 amma deep. So they put it on the agola was like this. They put it across. So b'zayi fret gemara. Soif, Misav Kroshim Apusiyayu Heavy Manach on the 1.5 side of it, Achud the Manachlu. On the other side, it only has 1 amma. For the more Soif, Suncha the Kerish Kam Heavy Yamta. What do you call it in English? What's that third side called? The breath. The breath of it is only 1 amma. The Kerish Kam Heavy Yamta. Of Azoi Kam Heavy Moisif. If it only takes up 1 amma, now you have 5 amas long. So how many would you put there? Mestom, you put 4. Is Moisav Arba? Mestom, you put 4. So you have put 4 amas. So you have 1 amma space. So Vaita, you can divide up this 1 amma space in between 3 spaces. Is Vaita, posh, loyamta. You only have 1 amma left over. Kishadil lamar, beneo, benei, kalavadami. You put this 1 amma and divide it up into 3 spaces, there'll be 2 tefachim in between. So Vaita's kalavadami. So Vaita can be called kamakuradami. So Vaita shver. What do we gain by putting the kroshim on the breast of it? Still, now you put more boards, you put 4 across. So Vaita, you won't have that a place that's a Rishus Rabbim without a kair on it. So tomorrow, honi chalaman diyom kroshim milmaton uven amo milmalen kolin v'hochin at ketzpa shapir. It's the machlekas number base. We'll see the kroshim themselves. We said was like this. It was an amo the breast, and it went straight up. There's one man the Yomer hold when the kroshim came up, even though on the bottom was this way, on top here, if mamish came to a point like this. The kroshim on top came up to a point like this. On top here, it wasn't anymore an amma wide on top. And mamish came to a point. It was holchin, mamish at kolin to a point. That's the way the kroshim came on top. So if you learn it came on top, so if you put it like this, mamish, this part narrows down here, that this part here is mamish only a mashu. So this one, away from the next one, is more than an amr away. That's more than love it away. So mainly have Rishus Rav underneath it. The Marhani Cholamandi Yama. Again. On the bottom, the Keresh tackle was like a brick, was a 1.5 by 1, by 1.5 by 1. Of the Mamala, when it came to the top of the Keresh, Kol and Vohokim, and Mamish came together, came slanty upwards, Kol and Vohokim, at Kiezpa, Mamish came to Shirvan Ezpa. Then it chopped, then it's very good, because when you lie the beam this way, what's sticking out here is Mamish only one Ezpa. So you have an Ezpa here, and then you have Mamish more than an Amr in between. So you have more than love it. That's why in between that space will be Rishus Rabbi. No, because the middle of the beam, it was an Amr. Just the end of it was Ketzpa. Not the... See, you only have 5 Amrs there, so you can't push 5 beams in. They're too close. You have to have some space in between. In between one beam and another, you have to have some space. So you can't put 5. It's too close to ruin the boards. You need some space. So you have a little bit in between. But even though in between, Mamish, it's Lovud, but I call upon him what's sticking out, the end of it is only Ketzpa. So from one Ketzpa to the next Ketzpa is more than an Amr away. Then it's good why it's called Rishus Rav. So Drashi. So Honicha Drashi in the middle. Honicha. Hodi Amritcha Revach. Hazir Rishus Rav. You want to say the space in between is called Rishus Rav. In Evein, Lamandi Yama, Shuvei HaKroshim. The thickness of the crush and the beams, Kolav Oilech Ad Ketzpah. When it got to the top of the beam, it was Mamas slanted in only the thickness of an Etzpah. Ezekiel Meimah, Dika Rav Chotvei, Bein Dalet Storim. In between the Dalet Storim, you have much more than an Amr in between. Because this Kolav Ketzpah, so one Etzpah to the next Amr, is more than Lovit. Then you'll have a Hechatim, see how you'll have the Rishus Rav in between. For at the Gemara Elu, Lamandi Yama. Kishem Shalomatin Uvin Amor. Woman Yama says no, the Kroshim of the Mishkan, just like on the bottom part of the Keresh, it was a full Amor by an Amor and a half. Kach Mamala, who was in on top of the Keresh, was also Uvin Amor. The top was the same thing like the bottom, it was like a square. And that exact square was one Amor by 1.5 Amor. Abizoy Michael Mem, Srik Shver. When you put the Kroshim along, true, you only have 4 Kroshim, but in between is less than Gimel Tfachim, so say love it. So how do you have a space underneath or in between the wagons to give it a shame which is a rabbin? It's all considered Makura. It all has a roof going across. Amarav Kano, Piat Boy, Yat Boy. It's talking about Piat Boy. It's talking about that the Kroshim had rings sticking out of them. As we have the picture on the side here, what a Keresh looked like. It doesn't have the rings here. The Tabas here, like in between the Keresh and Tabas. The Keresh itself was like this. They used to have the board, they used to have like a ring sticking out over here. A ring sticking out, and one board to another board. And they used to have another wood going through it to hold the Kroshim in place. As though you had a straight beam, like 10 amas high, what made this thing fall in, this one fall this way, they would have fallen back and forth. So each Keresh had 2, like, rings sticking out here, one here, and then you had a beam going straight across it, right? That's right, but you had a beam going straight across, holding the whole wall in. Come to site, you couldn't put one beam next to another beam, because the tabas was sticking out. So if you want to put 1, 2, 3, 4, you can't put them very close to another, because in between one beam, you have to leave muckle for this ring. So how did they do it? So the Kisser did it like this. They took 2 boards, they put them together like this. In other words, the rings was on this side sticking out this way, and the rings this side sticking out this side. And the backs of the 2 boards, they put together. They put 2 like this, and then 2 like this up here. So in between the middle, you had more than an amr in between. That's how you had your opening. Not called Makura. Sirashi. Rokana biat boy. Sirashi. Omer of Kana bat boy. The Revach Shebein. Tzidei HaKroshim Shatabas Kavuaspim. They had rings hold into the Kroshim. Koma Rav Devu Rishus Ravim. In between that space is called Rishus Ravim. Koima Yev Shalasad Debo Abbas Dorim Kedekarmid. You can't put Mamish 4 beams where you wanted one here, a little space, another one, a little space, another one. The Fisha Tabas Kavuyim the Kroshim. Because you had these rings sticking out from the Kroshim. Kedekhsiv. The Yastabu Sayyim Tasezov. Shoyotechev habrichim letechen. In between these rings, they put another round beam to go straight through it. Lefishem gvoyis, the krushim were 10 amas high. Ugeshiyashev saladonim. What held it in place in the bottom? Only the yadonim. Shein emel amah. The yadonim is only 1 amah. Is menanas. The krushim itself should move. It should move inwards by lefneim oliyacher. What's going to keep the wall a straight wall? Why don't the krushim sway one way or the other way? Ela shabrichim mechabrim eskulim. They are these beams going through the rings that let the whole wall stay together. The Avriya Chaticha and Mechaber called Gimaruchas. That we'll see later. In between the Keresh, Mamas, in the middle of the Keresh, there was also a hole drilled through the Keresh. And that was a net. That one Tichon, one long strick of wood, went through the whole Mishkan like this. Even though the Mishkan itself was 3 walls, it was a net. So when it got to the end, it bent over the wood, went through, bent over, and came back again. That was a net. That the middle Briach went through all 3 walls. Umachzik Zezeh. Now, Yosin Tabas Kufa, so he was sticking out straight. They weren't lying down. It was very wide. You can't put mamish 2 beams one next to another. The Fikach, how they do? They put 2 beams mamish right next to another. For Rosh HaGola, at the beginning of the wagon. So you took up the first 2 arms of the wagon, here you took up. So point of Tzara Tabas, Shochitzayin Lechutz. Now the beam sticking out, the wagon had its tabas sticking outwards. So the beam facing inward, true, had its tabas sticking inside. Between these 2 beams, they didn't have to leave any space at all. The same thing on the end, the other side of the agola. They put another 2 beams on the other side of the agola. From the size in between, you had 1 arm of space. You had 1 arm of revach. So that 1 arm, you don't say loved, that 1 arm is called Rishus Ravim. That's why you have the Echtimsa. So the Gemara, Ataboy Hechiman, where they put the rings, Agaba the Agola, on the back of the Agola. For at Gemara, Agola Gufa Mekora Hevi. True, you have to take a Timsa now that 2 beams, so the middle of the Agola itself was, had a space of an armor in between. Therefore, in between this armor is called Rishus Rabin. The Agola itself, how do you make up a wagon? The wagon itself, Lukhur, we said before, was 2.5 amas wide, and then on the side it came out another 2.5 amas, the wagon, the wheels, and the side, the thickness of the wheels. The Kolponim, the wagon itself was 2.5 amas thick. So Lukhur, the wagon itself was the Makura. How do you have a wagon? Usually a wagon is, you have a piece of board on the wagon itself to make the foundation of the wagon. And on top of this, they put the krushim across. So true, the middle armor did not have krushim going across it. But for the Gemara, the Chul, the Agola itself had its own foundation, own floor. What about the floor of the wagon itself? Why isn't that called Makura? Is how could Rav say you throw underneath the wagon? It's called Rishus Rabim. Underneath the wagon is no place. Hey, the wagon had its own floor, for the Gemara. For the Marhechi Manachlu, Agaba Dagola, where did you put the beams? On the floor of the wagon. Abuzei Agola Gufa Mekura Hevi. So let the floor of the wagon itself give it a shame Mekura. So how could he be chayif underneath the wagon? And the Gemara, Mashmuel, the Yesedis, Enach Nami.